there was an old house that somebody had, where people had lived in it, and the people had died, and there was an old woman had lived there for the last several years by herself, mm-hmm. and she had died, and nobody lived there, and everybody got to telling that there was a ghost in there. They said that when they'd pass, they'd hear something a-knocking, mm-hmm. and they knew there was a ghost in that house, and people were so afraid they would not go at all. They just wouldn't go. So my daddy said, well, I'm not afraid of ghosts. I'll go see what it is. And so he went with them, and they got inside of it, and they said, well, now, we're not going any closer. We're not going any closer. You can go on and see about the ghost, but we are not going. And they could hear thump, 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 thump. They thought what it was that this woman's spirit had come back and was weaving those olden time looms, homemade looms. Oh, they were huge things.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They were bigger than that, mm-hmm. than that china cabinet. And they made a noise when you pedaled them and did the weaving. Mm-hmm. And so they had figured it out that it was the ghost of this old woman had come back and was weaving at night. And so they just wouldn't go any closer. No, it wasn't at night. It was in the daytime they'd pass and see it, hear it, and they were afraid of it. So Daddy said, well, I'll go on in and see what your ghost is. So he opened the door to go in, and out ran a sheep.
Oh, good heavens.
And what it was, there was a salt gourd. Olden time people used gourds for so many things, mm-hmm. and they had a big gourd. Old people had a big gourd with a hole cut out in the front of it, and fixed a hole in the handle to hang it on the wall, and had their salt in it. Mm-hmm. And this sheep had found that was had salt in it, and it could hardly reach it, and it would reach up trying to get it, and its feet would hit the floor. It would raise up and it'd come down. And so that was their ghost.
I guess that's how a lot of good ghost stories got circulated around, something like that. Let me stop this thing and check it again. What would you call that house that the sheep was in that everybody thought a ghost was in? I don't remember if you said it during the story.
It was a dwelling house. It was an old dwelling house.
But if people thought a ghost was in it, they'd say, oh, that's a
haunted house.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I didn't say that, but that's what they'd say. Oh, it's a haunted house. It's a ghost thing.
Yeah.
Some folks called it Hank's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's just not really freezing cold, but just getting that way, you might tell somebody, better put a sweater on. It's getting
freezing. It's getting cold. It's okay. Getting cold.
If you really don't want to go somewhere, but somebody insists that you do, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go.
Yeah. What do you say when you see a friend that you haven't seen for a long time?
I usually say, I'm so glad to see you.
Okay. If somebody owns